Yeah, hello and welcome to Sports Vets Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Mick Wall. Joining me as always, Julian Valance, form expert. But it's just you and I this week, Jules, no SD. He's got bigger fish to fry, I would suggest, on Caulfield Cup weekend. And, mate, good to see that you've dressed up for the occasion unnecessarily. Any truth in the rumour that you haven't actually dressed up at all and you've just come straight from partying after Wednesday's Sapphire event on track?
Look, it was enjoyable going to the Sapphire. I won't deny it. But, and celebrated, as you should do. But I will say, I may be slightly dressed up because I've got somewhere better to go. But that hat couldn't be any more dirtier. I mean, that just stinks.
No, mate, that is old school. It is
fair
what it is,
dinkum.
Jules.
Oh,
this
gosh.
Is from the depths of the 80s, this one. Don't worry about that, mate.
Gosh.
Mate, retro chic, I think it's called. So, mate, let's get stuck into this. Now, we're going to have a look at the four races in the Quaddy League at Caulfield, which will include the sprint, but most importantly, the Caulfield Cup. So we'll kick off with that, and that's the one we're going to spend most amount of time on, of course.
Yes.
Given it is Caulfield Cup day. We'll go through the field here. Humid all the top weight, the one at $7.50 out from $6. Mamello, the two, which we're going to talk about in a bit of detail, at $18. Johannes Vermeer. Johannes, however.
I reckon you weren't too bad.
Yep, not too bad.
Yeah, you haven't slaughtered it like you usually do.
480 into 390, touching out to 420 now. Very popular. Jon Snow at $11. He's our Rocky. 151 into 126. A bit of money
okay.
there.
Start of thousands on the fence.
Yeah, no chance. Sir Isaac Newton at $61. The 7, Ventura Storm at $12, which has had support. The 8, Wicklow Brave, easy, out to $46. Inference, which I want to get your opinion on too, at $15. Then we've got Single Gaze at $35. Bonneval, $6.50. Cold as Ice, out to $9. Then we've got Hardem at $51, Boomtime at $51, Abbey Marie at $23. Then a couple of other of the major chances. Harlem, 11 into 950. Amelie Star, $6.50 out to nines. And Lord Fandango at $21. So that's the Caulfield Cup field. Unfortunately, we've only got the 17 runners, and I think we were really hoping we were going to see one of the great fields of all time. Obviously, no Hartnell now, no Almandon, and tragedy during the week with Admire Do. So I think it's still a very, very good field, and you have one clearly on top here. But just, mate, take us through your strategy in this race.
Yeah, so it is a ripping race, and so it should be. 3.5 million genuine Caulfield Cup Group 1 handicap race. Look, I settled on Johannes Vermeer for me. I just thought last week was outstanding. I don't know if you really go back and you look at the race, how it was run. Katie Mallion did a fantastic job to set this horse up for this race, for the 7-day backup, which we love with stayers. If you watch the race and break it down, when it jumped, it actually was just about in front, and then she continually just snagged it back, just so it would have the softest possible run, knowing that this is its grand final. I thought it was a sensational run. I think its last 4-200 was fantastic. It's drawn gate 2, which is perfect. Mm. Back up. A lot of European horses don't back up. They struggle, and that can be a concern. This horse has actually done it twice in Europe, and both times it has backed up, it has won. So there's no knock on that. I would suggest that this camp, Aidan O'Brien / Lloyd Williams, is probably the best camp in the world for training. And I think this was always going to be the plan, was to back this horse up after the 7 days. It ran out of its skin. Supposedly it's been working the joint down. And for me, it's the top pick.
And you have it clear on top. You're very keen on that. And we'll get to your best of the day. But there's no secret that this is probably going to be on top. Talk to me about some of the others here. Humidor, the topic. Now, this is $6 out of $7.50. Humidor on its best day, really, it wins, or if not wins, top two. It has the potential to beat this mob. The question is it at that level
yes.
at the moment? Is it ready?
And this is the big question you have to wrestle with, and especially when you're pricing the horses, it's really hard to work out what you want to do with him. On the Maccabi run, when he beat Hartnell at Flemington, he looked absolutely brilliant. We know his Australia Cup form was brilliant from the autumn. And then you were going, well, he's not going to be able to beat Winx, but he's going to run really well, and he's probably going to run second to that race to the champion mare. And he did his old habits, which he did sort of last year, where he got his head on his side, he hung. It just was a bit yuck about it. And I know Weary was disappointed with the effort. I think a lot of people were. It's a slight concern, but if he does get him back to his best, he is right in this race and is a big chance. He's mucked around with a couple of things. I think he's put a tongue tie on, things like that. It's just a slight knock on that last run is just a worry for me when horses hang like that, that just sometimes mean there might be an issue. But faith in DK Weir, he knows what he's doing.
Of course, absolutely. Another one, the two Mum Mallow. You said to me earlier, you reckon this is the X factor?
Yeah, he's the big X factor for me. Look, we don't know a lot about the Europeans, but we can sort of look at their time form figures and things like that. Look, it's not through the roof, but it's good enough. We need to understand that these European stayers are much better than our stayers.
Yep.
Now, this horse is probably being set for a Melbourne Cup, and so he may not be really screwed down, but I think he could be the one that if there's a bit more speed than I think a lot of people are, you know, suspecting. I don't think there will be, but if there is, this horse with Huey Bowman in the saddle could just get the right run, and I wouldn't be surprised if he finished over the top of him. He's one I definitely want on side because I'd hate for him to win at, you know, $20 plus and not be on him, because I think he's got that the good enough European form that'll hold up in a race like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we'll head down the page a little bit. One that I'm interested in is Inference, the nine. Now, this has had some support, but you're wiping it.
Yeah, I really liked him as an autumn three-year-old, and I even liked him as a three-year-old last year in the Derby when he just got beaten.
Yeah.
For me, I know they're putting the blinkers first time, and I know he's one of those horses that is a dead set video horse. So you watch him and he finishes on and everyone gets excited and goes, yes.
Flash home
for exactly. Yeah. And he'd flash home to fourth in the, you know, Melbourne De Warrnambool bike race. It just, he continually always does it. I don't think he lacks the class to win a 2,400 metre group one handicap against these horses. I think he's going well, but I couldn't back him.
Okay, three others we'll look at. First of which is Bonneval. At times was the favourite. We saw a cracking run where it beat Hartnell. And then following that, disappointment. Talk to me, Bonneval.
Yeah, you mentioned the run that it beat Hartnell, so that Underwood Stakes.
Yeah.
We actually had it rating the race pretty average. So and I know it went around short price favourite last start, but we were really happy to take her on. Yep. We thought she was vulnerable with the map, and the way it played out was exactly what happened. And I don't think she came through that run great. I mean, there's always those issues with the vet checks now, which is a worry. But even before that, I've got her around 14-1. I think she'll continually drift. Just the map, she's going to probably have to go back, and then has she got the enough ability to be able to pick up these other good horses that are going to have a break on her? For me, she doesn't. Look, she's got the right profile being a four-year-old mare, but I'm happy to go around her.
And I'm the same, because I think that the vet check, the 14 barrier, a little bit of a slip up last, as you said, interesting going through those ratings with you on that previous race. Look, there's enough quality in this field that I think you can find a better option. So two others we'll look at is Harlem. Now, Harlem, a couple of weeks ago, you guys on the trading floor had this installed as a favourite, and you were really keen on it.
Yeah, really bullish, to be honest. After he won that Naturalism, which was his entry into the race, I thought, if he repeats that, there's no betting. He'll be winning.
Yeah.
And then as what happened on that Flemington day, we know Humidor failed against Wings, but also in this race, Harlem went to the 2,500 metre race that Amelie Starr won, and he was probably a little bit plain, which you can understand. Some horses, that they'll run a really good race, and then the trainers will just back off him a little bit, knowing that it's not their grand final. They can probably repeat again. He's got the blinkers first time. He's drawn the perfect gate that he'll just sit off the speed. Chad Schofield's a genius young jockey. There's no issue there. Hayes Camp flying. He's definitely a chance. And I think, you know, he was $12, $13 early doors. Even a couple of days ago, he has to start single figures for me.
He's 9.50 at the moment, so you're right.
I think you know, he'll even probably slightly shorten. I've got him shorter in my market, but he's the horse that can definitely, if he repeats that Naturalism run, he's going to be extremely hard to beat.
So is he your second pick?
He is.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And lastly, Amelie Starr, you mentioned there, it's $6.50 out to $9, and is this, and the fact it's coming out of the 13, going to drop back, Melbourne Cup being the grand final, is it Is this one you're happy to leave or?
Yeah, look, it's a tricky one because you can definitely win the race, and that effort at Flemington over the 2500 was outstanding in the Bart Cummings. I reckon if she'd drawn maybe 1-7,
yep.
I would have been keen to back her. I'm just worried with 13 where Craig Williams is going to end up.
Yeah.
I think he'll have to probably be slightly neutral or negative to begin with on the ride because I don't think he would really want her to be three wide with the Melbourne Cup being the ultimate goal. You don't want to gas them. So I think, look, if she got the right run, she's going to be in the mix, but I'm probably happy to go around her just from that gate and knowing that I reckon she's a Flemington horse. Yep. She's a really big mare. And I think, I just think there might be a couple others that might be a bit sharp for her.
All right, there you go. Fantastic. So the favourite on top for you, Johannes, and then you got Harlem second.
Yeah. Johannes, Harlem. I think Marmello will run a really big race. Yep. And there's another horse that just ran last week as well, slight little flashing light, was out the back, and she can do that, was Abby Marie.
Yeah.
I think around the $23-$26 mark. She's just a nice little bet just to save off a couple of others because she can produce. She's a Group 1 winning mare, so she could produce a win.
All right, great. Okay, so let's have a look at the other races now, and we'll try not to spend too much time on them. Clearly you've got somewhere else to be here, Jules, as we can tell by the bag of fruit. Race 7, the Caulfield Sprint, and it's probably not the best Caulfield Sprint we've seen. Look, there's a jostle for favouritism down the bottom here at the moment. You've got Snitty Kitty at $4.20, Super $2.5, Property $4.40, and then it goes out to nearly double figures the rest. I'm looking at Property here, the 10. We spoke about that. Where do you go in this? Because it seems relatively open and it's rather uninspiring, would you say?
Yeah, I wouldn't be so negative on it, the uninspiring. I mean, you know, whack there. Look, to be honest, it's a really hard race, and it's a race that I really struggled to nail down the prices because when I look at it, I go Group 2 horses, and I look at these and I go, wow, you know, Fart and I ran really well in the Group 1 last start, but there are no superstars here and there's no real up-and-comers. Now, I know Property's the three-year-old, I know in the last 5 years no three-year-old has won it, but before that, the three-year-olds had a really good record in this race. The right camp for a race like this, it looks like it's probably been set for this race, and then we'll go into the Coolmore on Derby Day against the own age. Property can win the race. I thought, you know, that was really tricky, and I thought Sweet Sherry might have been over the odds. Just with Joe Marrera, he can always get horses to find a little bit extra, but really tough. Like if you liked a horse, I'd never talk you out of it because it's such an open race. It's a really, really tricky race, I think.
Sounds like you'd be steering clear of that one. Jules, could be field first leg of the quaddie.
There you go.
All right, so race 9, the Tristark Stakes. We'll have a look, and this is obviously there's some good value in this. The Toppy Fox Play should start favourite, currently at $4.80. One of mine, Silence Edition, at $7, has been easy. Ravi at $7 also. And then you got Now or Later at $9.50. And pretty much double figures the rest. But there's one there down the weights, number 17, Petition. And you're keen on this if it gets a start.
I am. So I don't know whether I'll need to be just knocking on some stable doors just with a little hammer just to try and see if we can get one to scratch just with a nice little injury there. But I'd love to see her get into the race. Love to see nothing, just a superficial, nothing too dramatic. But I'd love to see her get into the race here, Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding sort of style.
Yes, yes, I saw Margot Robbie stepping into that role, Jules. We could talk about that all day.
Yeah,
but it's not Petition.
Petition, I think, Blinker's first time. Look, reckon it's a target race.
Yep.
Started around $5.50 in that sort of similar race 2 weeks ago, and we're getting $13 about her. I think if she runs, she'll start single figures for sure. Gate 2 helps. She needs cover. I reckon Mark Zara can put her in a bit more of a forward position than she was at Flemington. And I think she'll run really well, but it's an open race, right, as these mares are. And you spoke about Fox Play. All her best runs have been when she's a little bit been down in the weights with the 54.5, 55.5, 54. She's now got to carry 58.5. Yeah. Now, she's the best horse in the race, no issue with that.
Yeah.
But I just worry that she might be a horse that might prefer to have a bit more weight relief than what she has on Saturday.
Fair enough too. And look, the good thing about Petition, you have a go now. If they're scratching, it's money back. It's I reckon that's a no-brainer and probably start single figures. So.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right, so take the 12 if you can get it. All right, in the get-out stakes in the last here, we've got a short favourite in Nieta at $2.30. Furyk is second line of betting at $4.50, and then it is genuinely double figures, the rest. Nieta, this one for me, I think it's a great way to finish the day. It's so hard to get one up in the last. I think I'll be taking it one out in the quaddie. Am I crazy, or is this one of the better bets of the day?
Well, I've spoke to you many times that I think you are slightly insane, but with this one, you're probably just about on the mail. I think she's probably the best mare in the race. They come down those Sydney siders, yep, and they can usually clean up with a fair few of the races, and I think she probably fits the right profile to do that. When you've got a horse like Furyk, who's second pick, I don't think she's come back this prep. I reckon she's struggling. I know they've changed around a bit of the gear. Yep. They've put tongue tie first time. But the jury's out on her. So as a fallback, I think Nieta's probably a very good bet.
All right, fantastic. All right, so, Jules, why don't we go around the country? We've talked to Caulfield. Your quality legs are sorted. It sounds like you go heavy on the first, few in the third leg, one out in the last, and then play around the favourite and a few others in Caulfield Cup. It's that easy, apparently.
Yeah, it's a simple game.
It is a simple game. That's why everyone wins quaddies every week,
yeah,
Jules.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's go around the grounds here. Let's start over in Perth.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be. Are you going to get a key to the city?
Well, this is ridiculous.
Are you going to be the mayor of Perth soon? It's not all about tipping winners. It's about the effort you put in.
It's a lovely place. Fantastic beaches. But, gee, it's a little bit country towny. But I do love it. But
you're a country boy.
Yeah, no. But, you know, you go to the big cities, you want to be out till 5. I mean, I think they close up at 12 and stuff, so it's a bit of a worry.
I reckon many cousins disagree. I reckon there's a pretty solid nightclub district.
Well, I don't know how he's travelling now.
No. So who have you got over in Perth?
Race 4, number 5, Loch Roy. Again, us, no questions, I'll tell you no lies. That's just what we think. And I think it might be a fair price.
Oh, we always love when they are.
I like it when
it's $9.
There you go. So you can play each way.
You can play each way all day.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Adelaide. Anything in Adelaide?
Yeah, race 8, number 7, All Ease.
Race 8, number 7, All Ease. Is there any context around this? You guys have shut up shop down there. This is the bolt. We don't get anything now from the trading floor. It's spring. It's their time. It is. This is the tip. Get on it if you want to.
Yeah.
Don't if you don't. Don't come to us. But we're not going to give you an explanation. You just got to trust us.
Yeah, you trust.
And that's all right. I'll get down there. I always find a way in there.
Yeah, I know.
I always find a way. You know that. Mm-hmm. But race 8, number 7, that's 310 into 290.
Okay.
290's all right.
There's
a horse in the race called Just Wally, so I'm assuming plenty of people are going to want to get around that.
What price is he at, 100s?
No, that's unnecessary.
Well, I'm just asking.
19s.
Okay, so we'll get to 100.
It's Mick Wall's old footy number 2. Isn't that a bit of an omen? Oh,
that is an omen.
It is.
That's head
of
punt.
All right, Brisbane, go north.
Race 5, number 3, Tycoon Ace.
Race 5, number 3, Tycoon Ace.
Yep.
And again, just get on, story.
Yeah, no story, mate. I probably should have done a bit more background.
You don't need to if they win. No one really cares about the story.
True.
270 out to 310, so you're getting that at the price now.
Right.
Now, in Sydney, obviously, it's we've had some great racing up there recently. Not as strong this week, hence the reason we didn't really cover it. But surely you've got something for us coming out of...
I think it's the last race, unless they've got 10, but I think
they've got 9. Have 10.
I know, they're lucky to have 9, I would have thought. Race 9, number 11, New Universe. Now, I do know that it's first up, and I think it's the best horse in the race, and slight worry that it might get back, but I still think it will be able to power over the top. It's a really nice horse, New Universe, and I reckon they might have a race for it over the Flemington Carnival for it to
fantastic.
Come down.
Fantastic. So this is a watch. Put it in your black book.
Yep.
Mine's officially full. I got a notification. I can't have any more in the black book. I've got to drop one. I don't know who to drop.
Wow. Well, Palantino could probably go out, mate.
No, it can't. It doesn't race, but it's staying in there.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, Luke Hodges tied and he came back, so why couldn't Big Cup?
I meant to mention that. Isn't that fantastic? He's going to Brisbane. What happens there now? You okay with everything?
Oh, I've got to go and buy a Brisbane jumper, which is a bit of a pain in the ass.
Right. You have no trouble getting one.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I think they're actually friends of the company, so I might make a call there.
Very good.
All right, so Caulfield, down here in Melbourne, so to be clear, it is for you the favourite in the cup, race 8, number 3, is that...
It's a really hard day at Caulfield, and it is important to know when you're definitely going to be punting to really attack certain days that you like. And when you don't like days, don't bet the same amounts or anything like that when you're just sort of not happy with the day. Yep. And Saturday's a day for that, like that for me. It's great racing, but they're really even races and really tricky and haven't really focused on one. But I am really keen on Johannes Vermeer. Yep. I think it's the 7 day backup's fantastic and it's the right camp.
Yeah, absolutely, and I like in the 10th, the short price favourite. And look, to be honest, I think that's important, Jules. What you say is true. Corvette Cup Day is a great day, whether you're on track, whether you're in the studio, whether you're at a barbecue, wherever you are, playing cricket out in the field with your mates. It's going to be a fun day. You get to watch the race, enjoy it, have a fun. But this is one of the weekends where we say gamble responsibly. It probably means 100%. More this weekend than ever. You can have fun. You don't need to load into everything in every race. But it sounds like it's going to be a tough day. But one great thing about tough days, Jules, is if you can find the right ones, you get a lot of value. So you probably don't have to go as big. But look, mate, good luck to you and your fave here in the cup. And I think it'll go well. I'll be blindly following Weary in, of course, as I always do. And we say blindly, it's not that blindly. Love my mellow is a little bit of an each way too. Jules, have a great Caulfield Cup day. We'll let you go now and
yeah, thanks, mate.
And get to wherever it is you're going. And probably yes. Go to the RSCV club to host a Rotary Lunch or something, don't you, Jules?
Yeah, just a cashy.
Yeah, just a cashy. Caulfield Cup, cashy. It's your week.
Yeah.
Have a good one, mate. We'll catch up next week and we'll review what is one of the biggest days in racing and the mighty mare going for three straight, which we can't wait for.
Exciting times.
But as we say, if you're having a punt, please do it responsibly. Thank you for joining us and we'll see you all next week.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers.
Sportsbet's new Same Game Multi lets you build a multi in one game of footy. It's basically a bet inside a bet inside a bet. It's like that strange turducken thing where you put a chicken inside a duck. Then you put the chicken inside the duck inside a turkey. Then you put all of that inside the oven.
Sportsbet Same Game Multi. Build a multi in the same game of footy. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly.
Voilà, my first ménage à trois.